Hey everybody, welcome to the Crab Diving Show.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show.
What's going on?
Hey, I'm Patrick Violet.
I am Ryan Pfeiffer.
What's going on? What is going on?
God, nothing really. I spent all day working on besthotgirlspicks.com.
It's a tough job.
It is. I was online just looking at different porn stars and
doing research.
Hot actresses. Yep. Did you see the one Haley's Hideaway?
Haley's Hideaway is a website, right? That's the name of the website. And is the chick Haley?
Yeah, her name's Haley. Did you see the picture I was working on for that?
Yeah, she has a tat on her arm, right?
Yeah, on her arm.
She's kind of doing a downward dog
yoga dog,
pose,
yeah,
sort of.
A shirt on.
Yeah. You can't see. It's shot from above, so you can't really see.
Do you know what? You know what the picture says? You know what the? I mean, I'm sorry. The tattoo says on her arm.
What?
Karma.
Karma.
Oh my God!
I'm surprised it's karma. Not. I'm surprised it's not lines.
It's the name of my dog.
Like a depth finder, like how far she can fit her fist up some other porn star's orifice.
My first thought when I saw that, I was like, Jesus, that'd be a great cutting place. It's a shame they covered that up with a tattoo.
Yeah, she probably covered it. Well, look at the red lattice work you have around that tattoo.
Oh, God.
Oh, do you hear that?
It's a helicopter.
Yeah, there's a helicopter.
We're being
helicopter raided. In the hood, everybody.
Yep. It's apocalypse now.
So it's Thanksgiving week.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. What do you eat if you're a vegetarian?
I'm vegetarian, yeah. Yeah. jizz.
I think that's kind of an animal product. So you're not a vegan.
Shut up. Yeah, I'm a vegetarian. I eat fish. That's it. I mean,
so you're
I'm a pescatarian.
A pescatarian? Mm-hmm. And you eat eggs too,
I do
right?
eat eggs, so, you know. I just, the reason why I was like, more than a year ago, I was thinking, I want to do something for my health. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to stop drinking. So let me cut out meat. That's like cutting out the least amount of fun in your lifestyle. Like meat. I can still go.
No chicken for me, but I'll have 8 Bud Lights. And,
right.
And a chaser of scotch. Yeah. Oh, speaking of, here.
Oh, my gosh.
I have shots of whiskey ready for us.
Is this Canadian mist out of the bouncy bottle?
Yeah. Cheers, man.
Chivio. Mm.
Wow. That's $3 whiskey for you.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
That's
awesome.
That's horrible. We went to the roast the other night.
We did. There was a the roast. I think we talked about it on a previous.
We did a few
podcasts ago about the comic here in town who has a CP,
cerebral palsy,
and is a little handicapped.
He has cerebral palsy. He has 2 left feet. He has a hand that doesn't work. He's manic depressive. He has Tourette's. And he's also bipolar and a little autistic. When me and some other comic friends of mine, we all got together and roasted him.
But his own setup. He set the thing up.
Yeah, he's a bit of a narcissist, this guy.
And, he's a narcissist.
Yeah, I'll say who he is. He won't care.
Sure.
Michael James Benson.
Yeah, it was all over the Facebook and everything.
Yeah, it's all over the blogosphere.
The blogosphere. It's all over the internet.
He even has 3 names. He's such a narcissist that he goes by 3 names. Michael James Benson.
MJB.
What the fuck?
He I thought he handled it pretty well. I thought he handled the brutality.
Oh, it was brutal.
Pretty well.
I thought it was pretty brutal.
It was
anyway.
A good night. There were some good comics and there were some good slams.
Yeah.
You did great, by the way.
It was fun. We spent, me and Pat spent the better part of, Saturday, the day before writing, jokes. About what we did was write jokes about a guy with
We got to start making money doing that.
We
was,
really do.
That was
God
really
damn
fun.
It. That, he was an easy target, though. You got to admit that guy is
low hanging fruit.
Low hanging. I mean,
well, he had all the comics.
2 left feet. Yeah, everybody at that place.
Most of those people are just low hanging fruit.
That one.
Everybody is.
You wrote a good joke. This is a good joke. Anybody can understand. It's about. Just how sad everybody was at that roast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at you motherfuckers. You little pieces of sadness. You're like the AIDS quilt.
It was a fun night. It was. It was a pretty good turnout. And
yeah. It was fun and sad. It was just sad. A guy, he's been doing comedy about 2 years and everybody roasted him.
And throws a roast for himself. What a masochist.
Masochist. Yeah, let's just say both.
To get paid. Who knows? With Benson, what's going on?
Yeah, who knows? But it was fun, though.
That was a good evening.
Yeah. Oh my God! Do you hear? I don't know if people can hear this, but they're right outside
Crab Diving Studios.
We're right above the driveway for this building, and there's this rickety old gate that opens up every time a car goes by. And right now, it sounds so creaky. It's like
Crab Diving Studios is an office it's room. Like, it's like a small, like, tiny bedroom that's off of the living room.
Yeah.
Of our.
Yeah,
the two-bedroom apartment in Koreatown, yep. USA, which is a really cool apartment. It's a great apartment.
I like it. It's built back in the 20s, and I think the driveway was originally constructed for horses.
Oh, thin horses.
Yeah, it's so good.
You can't even have one beer and it's come like, home and try to make it through the driveway.
It's like the DUI Olympics. There used to be this giant piece of shag carpeting attached to each little pylon that you had to drive through. I don't know. That went away for some reason.
They were bolted to the poles that you have to drive through. There's padding there still. There's kind of foam padding. Because I think people have hit the building so frequently.
Yeah. Oh
my God. Especially, you know,
but
Asian drivers.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody's Asian in this building except the downstairs neighbor, the drag queen, Rachel Tension. That's right. Yeah, everybody is Asian in this building.
The
it place seems
that hosts the Alcoholics Anonymous or NA, probably NA, right?
Yep.
Maybe meeting.
We hear their what is their prayer that they say? Their chant?
I don't know.
We'll learn it someday. I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll be wandering downstairs to join in not too long.
Hey, dude! I just thought I'd.
As I take a sip of my
screwdriver. It is kind of funny though. Our neighbor dropped off some groceries for us the other day, right?
Yeah,
and she's really nice. I don't know.
I think her family gives her a lot of extra groceries. She has a handicapped daughter.
Yeah,
and I think she ends up with a lot of extra. Cheese,
yeah,
like cheese, and it seems like it's welfare food. But
yeah, we got a pack.
I don't think it is.
We got we get two huge packages of welfare cheese, and we've been making the best grilled cheese.
Yeah, it's good
ever.
Cheese.
Oh my God, that makes a great grilled cheese. But we also
got some crispy Chex cereal, yeah. Some generic kind of cereal.
You know that cereal? It has like a real like Eastern Bloc kind of feel. It feels like something they would have put out in that. Scary part of Italy. What's that part of Italy that Mussolini built? Mussolini?
God, the suburb of Rome? Iur. E-U-R.
Yeah.
Iur, yeah.
Everything's real commie.
Yeah, that's right? Where all the really scary buildings are.
Yeah.
The work harder and you'll love it kind of message.
Oh, man.
She also gave us like 10 fucking pounds of yams.
Oh,
yesterday.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, there's a soft knock at the door. We're sitting here. I think it was yesterday. We were writing jokes.
Right.
And we were so we're thinking jokes of cunt. We're thinking of cunt jokes. Person. Yeah, we're thinking of handicapped cunt jokes. There's a soft knock at the door, and there's our nice little Asian neighbor lady, and she had a bag of yams, and she said that her sister had brought her like 50 pounds of yams or something. So we'll have to think of something for Thanksgiving yam based.
Yeah, if any listeners out there have a recipe suggestion.
A good yam recipe,
that involves yam, a big block of welfare cheese, and some ghetto orange juice. We have that too. Just drop us a note at info@crabdiving.com.
I got stories.
Oh, awesome.
If you are interested, we have it's about San Francisco.
Oh.
And do you remember how those asshole cock ring wearers were ruining it for everyone by walking around wearing cock rings and drawing attention to themselves when apparently it was perfectly fine to walk around in San Francisco letting it all hang out? So now they're tomorrow, actually, we're recording this a day before the historic vote in San Francisco.
Oh my gosh.
The city lawmakers are scheduled to vote on an ordinance that will prohibit all public nudity in most places. So, cock ring guys have ruined it for everyone.
I thought that was the way it was everywhere, though. Like, I can't be naked anywhere. Like, that's just the rule, right? You can't be naked in public.
In most places, yeah.
But in San Francisco?
Yeah. Remember, you could be naked as long as you didn't have a hard-on.
Anywhere?
Oh my God.
Well, listen, I'm a liberal guy, but I'm fucking against that. I don't want people walking around naked. Now, if I could... Here's the thing. If you want a license to walk around naked, you have to come to my office, and we'll review what's doing. And if I deem you worthy of being naked in public, well, you get a badge. And you're only allowed to be naked in public. So it's either you're always naked.
So there's no guys.
No guys
are ever gonna be naked in public.
Basically, if
no women under a certain age.
Right. If you're on bestsockgirlspicks.com. You could be naked in public, probably. Except we do have a retro picture on there of what's the chick that was dating Tony Romo? She was dating Tony Romo. She was in Dukes of Hazzard. Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson.
Now Jessica Simpson.
You're saying Jessica Simpson is retro.
In the past, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I was saying if you're retro Jessica Simpson. You get a pass. You can be naked. If you're present-day Jessica Simpson, no fucking way.
Well, yeah, you could say the same about Lauren Bacall.
Or Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, did you see? There was a picture
Lauren Bacall. Why should she take a shot? Poor Lauren Bacall.
Well, you're talking about people that were hot at a certain time. Lauren Bacall was hot.
Oh, Bea Arthur.
She's not. I don't think Bea Arthur. Bea Arthur looked like a young Doogie Howser, I think, when she was.
She's not allowed to wear her cock ring in public.
R.I.P. Bea Arthur. So listen to the wording of the legislation. It will make it illegal for a person over the age of 5. So 4-year-olds, let it all hang out.
Oh, my God.
Wear those cock rings. Over an age of 5 to expose his or her genitals, perineum, or anal region on any public street, sidewalk, street median, park lit, or plaza.
Para what?
Or while using public transit.
Good. I take my car doesn't work. I take the bus all the time. Yeah. I don't want anybody I've seen on the bus. I don't
want
to see.
I don't want ball prints on the bus seat where I'm.
I don't want to see where that catheter you're wearing originates from.
I remember that guy in. We used to live in Venice.
Oh my God, Venice, California.
And there was a guy who was referred to as the mayor of Venice. Oh. Who was, God, I think, damn. Homeless.
Yeah.
And he used to walk around, long white hair, long white beard. Really nice guy. Did you ever talk to him? I talked to him.
I never talked to him.
I mean, you know, he's a little on the insane side.
yeah.
But he, one day, we saw him at the coffee shop.
Right.
In Venice. And he was wearing short pants, but he also had a urine catheter bag attached to his leg that was hanging out from the bottom of the shorts that he was wearing.
Catheter cleavage.
Yeah. It had piss in it. It was one of the nastiest things.
It was nasty, but I was more sad than I was grossed out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, oh my God. That was the best. I wish crab diving was in Venice right now. I wish we were broadcasting from Venice. I miss it so much.
Yeah.
Remember that coffee shop, though, where you saw the mayor of Venice at?
Mm-hmm.
Abbott's Habit. Do you remember the gay stoner mafia that used to run that place?
There were 3 or 4 guys.
Oh my God.
That worked the 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. shift when they open at Abbott's Habit.
I mean, those gay stoners.
And it was a lot of angry gay stoners. That's the best way they were
hilarious, and they could not be bothered for shit. I mean, there was a line out the door because they moved so fucking slow. They could give a fuck. They couldn't be more apathetic about their job. Remember when you order a drink, you would write your name on the cup, and then after your drink was made, they would read your name out.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there waiting. Remember that one morning, this one guy, one of the gay stoners, picked up a cup and was like, coffee for jizz. And then he stood there and he was like, well, that's what it says. It's jizz. Somebody wrote jizz.
They would. I just remember how some of them would look like a fucking mess. Oh, do you remember? God. Like, obviously, you know, if they opened at 6, oh, at 5:45, they were still doing shots off of some dancer boy's asshole or something. Yeah, and made their way to work because they looked like shit. God,
I remember one of those guys. He was real nice, but damn it, he was hardcore. You're right. He was out one morning. He was having a coffee, and he had a hard-boiled egg. And he was, I watched him crack it against a newspaper box on the sidewalk and eat it. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Ooh,
now you've got AIDS, yeah.
Yeah, you've got AIDS the most boringest way ever. Oh, my God.
So San Francisco is going to vote tomorrow on whether or not to let the cocks all hang out.
No, vote to keep them in. I don't want to be. I'm not.
And
like
we
a
laughed about
or
this in our usual juvenile humor. We laughed at the city supervisor who's proposing. Oh. His name is Wiener. Scott Wiener.
Oh my God! The Wiener. The Wiener. What are they? The Wiener Bill. The anti-wiener bill.
Apparently, it's the wiener bill to prevent the wieners.
How many times has a local newscast person been like, the wiener, no pun intended, legislation?
There will be exemptions made for participants at permitted street fairs and parades, such as the city's annual gay pride event and the Folsom Street Fair, which celebrates sadomasochism.
Oh my God.
And other sexual subcultures. So at the Folsom Street Fair, you can still lead your gimp down the street with his cock hanging out and not be subject to this.
You know,
law.
That's awesome. That is kind of fucking awesome. But you have a sadomasochism parade. I want to go to that parade. That sounds fun.
I remember in Chicago going to a couple of the
The gay pride
parade? Yeah.
Oh, I used to get wasted at those fucking things. You know, me and, our friend Bob.
Bob.
Gay Bob.
Gay Bob.
I love gay Bob, man. But we used to go to the gay pride parade, and we would buy a fifth of vodka, and and we would go to 7-Eleven and just get a big gulp. I would get one of those smoothie, or what do they call it, 7-Eleven? A big gulp.
Slushies?
A slushy, big gulp size. Like a, like a vat of slushy. And I would just empty a fifth of vodka into that thing and I would just get hammered. Oh my God. Hey, who was the congressional rep down there? Jane in Chicago.
Oh, I don't remember.
Because I saw her march at one of those gay pride parades. Jane Gronkowski?
It sounds familiar.
Oh, shit. Well, we're going to have to do a retraction if it's not her. But I was so drunk. And she came over and I saw her. I was like, Jane Gronkowski. And she was like, I was like, you shouldn't have voted for that FCC, that free, some kind of stupid like legislation. And I was giving her shit about it. And I was just a wasted asshole. And she came over and I was so intimidated. I was like, what? What are you talking about? And I was like, the FCC lie. I can't believe you voted for that. You voted against free speech. And she was like, I would never do that. I was like, yeah, you can't say cock or something now. I was a mess. And she stayed. She talked to me for an uncomfortable amount of time.
Oh, we wish we had that on film.
You know what? I think the Flying Spaghetti Monster, that's not on film. Because that was not a proud moment. I was so drunk. I'm so glad that wasn't on tape. Oh, God. I feel so bad for that politician, too, because she's like, she's good for her. She's marching in a gay pride parade, and then she gets heckled
by some asshole who's drunk off his balls.
She didn't have it coming.
I think Kurkowski right or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, check it out. We'll maybe put her right name on
the blog. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We also have... Might as well do our promo now for besthotgirlspicks.com. We talked about it earlier.
Yep.
Besthotgirlspicks.com, leaving out the pink and the brown.
Yeah. Parts. And I sent
I sent Patrick over some copy to read.
Oh, I do. That's right. I have a voiceover to do.
And he's reading a text from a post we have about Halle Berry.
This is our most popular... our most popular post this week is titled X-Men Actress Halle Berry Hot Boobs.
Yeah.
X-Men actress Halle Berry has hot, hot boobs. Look at the steam rising from the Knots Landing star's beautiful, gigantic nipple mounds. In 2006, Booby Berry was named Woman of the Year by Hasty Pudding Theatricals for protesting the construction of a liquefied natural gas facility in Malibu.
Somebody went on Wikipedia.
Pause, yeah. What the fuck was going on when you wrote that?
I honestly went on Wikipedia, and the name Hasty Pudding, I was like, I think I meant to write a jack-off joke there, and I just didn't get to it. Hasty Pudding.
Good God. In 2006, Booby Berry was named Woman of the Year by Hasty Pudding Theatricals for protesting the construction of a liquefied natural gas facility in Malibu. Speaking of Hasty Pudding, I'm all out of tube socks.
That's why I did that. Now I understand.
Oh, you were setting up the tube sock joke.
Yeah, I was setting up the jack-off joke.
Speaking of Hasty Pudding, I'm all out of tube socks. Those two fun-sized chocolate cake slices desperately need some decorative splatter for the X-Bond Girl Oscar winner. Best Hot Girls Picks Awards, 8 out of 8 Roy Rogers Sticky Napkins of Shame. For further strokage, check out these Halle Berry boobs. And there's a link to it.
Oh, yeah, you can go to the other one.
You can almost make out Nip.
That's the end.
That's it. That's the big closing.
You can almost make out Nip.
On X-Men actress Halle Berry Hot Boobs. So check it out on besthotgirlspicks.com.
She's, you know what?
And buy a fleshlight. You guys jerk off. You know, use something different for Christ's sake. Put away the olive oil. Put away all that shit. Just go on our... We're so poor.
We're making cheese omelets.
And we're drinking whiskey out of plastic bottles.
Yeah.
So go to fucking crabdiving.com. Or no. Well, yeah, go there too. But go to besthotgirlspicks.com. There's a fleshlight ad. There's a couple of fleshlight ads. Buy a fleshlight to stick on your dick and jerk off.
You know who could afford a fleshlight? Honestly,
who?
My friend that we talked about earlier, Michael James Benson.
Benson, he's buy a fucking fleshlight, man. Buy a couple. They've got 2-for-1 sales. You can get the Vibra rib with the.
We make some shekels.
We do. Keep us in alcohol. Go to besthotgirlspicks.com.
.org.
Here's a story I've got that it's Japan.
Konnichiwa.
So that might be all I have to say.
Are you going to put in cymbal sounds?
Yeah.
Oh, will you start doing that? Will you start putting in cymbal sounds every time you do in Japanese?
That's Chinese, isn't it?
No, I like cymbals.
Cymbals? Okay.
I could just
That's
do
Chinese
it
too,
I could do it live in here.
Isn't that Chinese
too?
No,
every culture has cymbals.
Yeah, but you're thinking of the racist reference.
What do you mean?
You want me to put symbols after a Japanese reference? Yeah, what the fuck do you think I mean?
No, or we could... You know what? We need a gong. Oh, my God. We need a gong in our studios.
Yeah, like the guy in WKRP had.
Oh, my God, we got to go on Craigslist. Somebody send us...
Sorry, that's a reference from the 70s, people who are under
no one
25.
Nobody's dead. Everybody's dead. Wait, is anybody dead from WKRP? Is Dr. Johnny Fever? He's not dead yet.
The guy who was the station manager.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
Mr. Carlson?
Yeah.
The perv dead. That yeah. used to feel up Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah. The guy who had one of the best lines ever was the turkey episode. Yes. And WKRP was about a radio show, people. Yeah. And they did a live remote. And it's one of the funniest things ever. Go on. I'm sure it's on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
But it's look up WKRP.
Les Nessman.
WKRP turkey episode.
Oh.
And there's a scene. It's a Thanksgiving scene, which is fitting for our show. and they had a promo, and it's just a horrible disaster. It sounds like the live radio when that blimp ran into the oh God, I'm so drunk.
The Zeppelin.
What was the name of the blimp that burned?
I don't know. Goodyear blimp.
German.
The German blimp.
It's a German blimp. The
Volkswagen blimp.
Oh, this is gonna. We're gonna do some editing.
The Zeppelin. The Zeppelin.
Yeah, the famous Black Zeppelin. This famous Zeppelin.
The Black Friday blimp.
Okay.
An airship.
Yeah. The I almost want to pause recording.
And don't pause.
We've never done that before.
No, we're not gonna do it.
Well, I'm gonna delete this anyway.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
The Hindenburg. Holly Hindenburg. That would be a great porn name. The Hindenburg. It was almost like the Hindenburg. It was a disaster.
The Hindenburg running into and burning in flames.
What were we talking about? WKRP.
WKRP.
Oh, WKRP.
Here we go.
The Les Nessman thing, right?
So the Les Nessman thing. So the WKRP, they sent a live helicopter promo. And they were broadcasting live, and they were giving people free turkeys.
Right.
But the way they were giving them to them was they were dropping them from a helicopter, like 100 feet in the air.
Oh, yeah, man.
And turkeys. One of the lines was, like, turkeys are hitting the pavement like bags of wet cement.
Yeah. Wasn't that
one? Les Nessman is doing a live remote where he's like, oh, my God, the humanity. Turkeys are hitting the pavement like bags of wet cement.
And they're releasing live turkeys out of a helicopter.
The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. Second, third. No parachutes yet.
Happy skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but...
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. I just went to the windshield of a parked car. It's terrible. My car is running around pushing each other. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the humanity.
And then Mr. Carlson, was that his name?
Yeah, the station manager.
One of the best lines ever. I want to get it right. Maybe we'll find a clip for it. But his line afterwards was, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Were they tossing them out of an airplane?
They were
throwing
them out of a helicopter. So it's a great scene because you can hear you never see anything. They're at the radio station listening to Les Nessman, so you hear in the background, and then you hear people screaming.
Nobody ever thought to say anything. Like, I love the thinking behind that. Like, some guy's flying a plane. I don't give a fuck why. Okay, what's the cargo? Oh, about a dozen turkeys. I don't give a fuck. Sounds good. Oh, what are we doing? We go up there, then somebody opens the door.
Great writing.
Nobody ever thinks that. Like, it really is funny. Nobody ever thinks.
Amazing writing.
It really is. You know, do you remember Les Nessman was the best character on WKRP?
Oh, yeah.
He was the newscaster. And remember, he had the he wanted his own office, but he couldn't afford one, so he's in a room with a bunch of other people.
Like, didn't he draw?
We draw his office. So when anybody ever came to talk to him, he would say, one second, I can't hear you. I'm in my office. So he's like, I need you to knock. And then they'd knock, and he'd open like a pantomime door, and they'd walk in.
Yeah,
and
the invisible chalk line that was his office.
But the best thing he did, do you remember? He was always embarrassed that WKRP couldn't afford a news copter, a traffic copter. So he would do the traffic reports like this. He would read it like this.
Yeah.
He would read the traffic report and beat his chest at the same time.
Venus flytrap.
Venus
flytrap. That was the guy who had the gong.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we got here, was the gong.
Was Venus flytrap? Oh, he was a dude with the fro.
Right, right.
Oh, God. He was the best.
He was Dr. Johnny Fever, of course.
Yeah.
Just a classic.
Venus flytrap was in one of my favorite sci-fi series ever.
Which one?
Oh, you love it, too. Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
He was the priest.
That's right. Oh, Firefly's a great series.
I liked him better as Venus Flytrap than the priest. But
they
whatever.
Still talk about bringing that back in some kind of form.
Oh, it was a great
show. It's on Netflix, so check it out.
It was.
Check out Firefly. We got here by talking about Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Where the story
is. We want a gong in the studio.
We want a gong in the studio. There are clubs in Japan.
Oh, shit.
There are clubs in Japan, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I take a time out?
Sure.
Can I just guess what the story's regarding?
Oh, yeah, yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
Is it...
This will be fun.
Is it shit?
No, no.
Piss.
No, no.
Vaginas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's sex, right. It's sex. Mm-hmm. It's sexual in
yes,
nature.
Yes,
oh, God. Is it about any kind of body fluid?
No.
Thank Christ.
There are clubs in Japan that they're trying to crack down on, but they're not 100% sure
crack.
That they're illegal. They're called high school girl viewing clubs. High school girl viewing clubs.
Oh, sorry, so I got to go book a trip to Tokyo. I don't care about the radiation. Okay.
So there are clubs where they have a bunch of high school aged girls in little plaid skirts and little high school girl uniforms, and they're doing nothing. They're hanging out. They are doing nothing but fucking hanging out. They're sitting on sofas. They're texting.
And then,
they're watching TV.
Oh, I know.
You go to this club and you just watch them do that.
And you jack off. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. Are they behind glass?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my
they
God.
They go to they sit behind one-way mirrors.
Oh, how pervy.
And they pay money to look into a room of high school-aged girls. This story, which is on Rocket News 24.
Oh, we're so...
Some Japanese thing.
We're so ready to be done.
It says, customers pay money to sit behind a one-way mirror and look into a room full of high school-aged girls. Inside the room, the girls go about their business as if they were killing time at home. Some read manga. Manga?
Some fucked
which
up.
Which is... It's the Japanese...
Japanese animation.
Animation, yeah.
Thing, yeah.
Some play around on their cell phones. Some chat with friends about where to go eat after work. However, for an extra fee, you can pay a little extra money at this club.
God.
And you can select a girl to sit directly in front of your booth.
And chloroform her.
And she spreads her legs open to reveal her underwear.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
And there are pictures, if you want to take a look here. This is the room with all the girls laying around. Here's one of the girls sitting in front of the mirror with her legs spread open with her underwear.
And what's up? She has those 1980s breakdancing leg warmers.
They all have leg warmers on, yeah.
What the fuck is going on in Japan?
Schoolgirl outfits with leg warmers.
You know, this story, I don't even know if I want to say this, but shit, man. I mean, their culture, that's just horrible. It really is. It's worse than our culture.
Wait a second. You're offended?
I can't.
Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a breaking. I'm waiting for some horsemen to come riding across the sky because.
I just think, listen, okay, whatever. You do whatever you want, but I'm just saying, like how do you in Japan, you're like, listen, daughter, it's time for you to go out and get a job and know what it's like to earn your money and go get a job at the Japan upskirt coffee shop. Viewing place
for 30 minutes of your viewing pleasure.
How much?
These little ladies cost $37.
37 minutes
or a dollar.
60 bucks an hour.
An hour for 62.
Hey, hey, Sally, go on out and earn your money.
if you want little well, not Sally. If you want little Sari to come and sit in front
to
of
come?
You. That's $25.
$25 an
to
hour?
No, I think you only get a few minutes of her sitting in front of you with her showing you her.
So how much are these chicks making an hour?
The girls are paid 1,000 yen an hour, which is $12.
Wait a second. And they're only paid.
They're making $12 an hour.
That's what you get at In-N-Out Burger.
But they receive an extra 1,000 yen each time they're called on. To show their
underwear. Spread their legs.
So they get an extra $12 as a bonus.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
They need a union. They are being...
But they are getting paid that for just sitting around. They're not doing anything. They only get paid a little... They only get paid that extra $12 if they get picked How do they let them know? Do they? Does a little bell? Okay. Does a little bell go off and it's like number seven? Please go flush.
They probably your underwear. They probably have a little electrode on their neck and some some evil Japanese masochistic fucker is like number seven. God. I mean, wow, $12 a whole $12.
Whole $12.
Well, I guess you're not doing anything. That's a.
If somebody wants to watch me sitting here during the day for $12 an hour, I'd take that.
Well, listen, we got to keep that culture alive because without the Japanese, we're never going to get that robot woman.
We got to keep the Japanese culture going. They're working on those sex robots.
To all of our Japanese listeners out there, write your congressperson, your prime minister. I don't know what the fuck kind of government you have over there, but get that sex bot going.
They're working on it.
They're working on it.
Yeah. You can see everything coming out of Japan is all sex bots.
I feel like you should be able to go to some lifelike girl. This is what it'll be. Oh, dude, we should totally do this. We'll do it. Is you take your iPhone or your iPad. God, there is some dude whistling outside the window. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. I wish that guy lived in Arizona. I'm kidding. Not really. Edit that part out. I wish that there was some life-size girl that – this is how it's going to work, a love doll, the Japanese sex bot. You're going to be able to take your iPhone, your iPad, or whatever, and just slip it into a slot, and it'll have all your, like, your preferred program brain for your ideal girl will be in whatever vessel.
Mute.
Yeah. No, but it'll be like, you know, if you rent cars from Hertz, they have the Gold Club where you can just go there and they know exactly what you want. They know what you want, what kind of car you want, what kind of model, but you can just.
So you're saying you'll be able to fuck the chick of your choice.
Yeah, but she can either be Asian, she can be black, she could be short.
But how is the robot going to have, like, melanin pumps or something that changes its skin color?
No, you go.
How is the robot?
You get a different one. You get a different one. They look lifelike. They look like people. It's a different robot.
You just pull I feel like the black one tonight. You pull her out of the closet.
Yeah. And you know how it works? Yeah. No, you don't pull it out of the closet. You go to the store or whatever. You go to the rental place and you know how it's safe. This is what I would take on Shark Tank. You know how it's safe is that you have your own.
Sleeves.
Yeah. You do.
Take your own pussy home. Like a fleshlight.
Oh, mouth. Oh, yeah, right. Go to besthotgirls.com and order a fleshlight. No, you get your own pussy, your own mouth, your own asshole. But even if you have.
So you have to take home all these little body parts?
And your iPad. Because on your. There'll be an app.
Why didn't you buy them? Why do you have to go rent them?
Because you can have a different one. You can have a different one. You could have a short one, a fat one, a tall one, a blonde one.
So what about it like a Netflix? Like they deliver them.
Oh, that
big giant coffin-sized box.
I think that's
sitting on every single doorstep.
That's I think that's phase two of our business model. That's phase two of our business.
You just buy one.
No, but you want different ones. You don't want – that's the whole point. This is a beauty of this. It's a robot.
It's new pussy.
It's always
– Chris Rock.
It's always new pussy. And you know, so the sleeve, right? Mm-hmm. That your personal sleeve, it's hooked up to your iPhone app. So when you drop your iPhone into this girl or sync it up to your account info, you can, you know how when you listen to music on iTunes, there's like a random selector of different music? Yeah. You can randomly select the sleeve to feel like someone.
Oh, like she's had a few kids.
Yeah.
I like the loose ones.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, they have that. They have something like that now. They
what
have
is
a.
That?
It was on Stern, Howard Stern. It was. It's something that you plug in. It's like a fleshlight. Okay, the fleshlight we know is it looks like a flashlight, but it's made of rubber, and it's got different. Insides are shaped differently, the different ones, like Wonder Wave and things like that.
BestHotGirlsPicks.com, go buy a fleshlight.
And you pour lube in, you stick your dick in there, and you have fun.
And you fuck it.
And you can also attach a vibrator, I think, to some of them.
What? What do you mean?
I think they have some where you can – it's got a little attachment on the side where you can slip a vibrator
in. So you can put a fleshlight on, and then there's an attachment that goes on the other side of the fleshlight where you can then fuck your girlfriend? That is so messed up.
No.
That's just like
it just makes the fleshlight vibrate.
Oh, it's another.
Yeah.
Oh. Jeez.
What was I talking about?
I'm sorry. You were talking about on Stern. They had this thing that was like what I was talking about. You said you could program different things into it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. So this masturbation device they had on Stern.
Oh,
It's a computerized.
He picked up the windsock from my mic.
It's like a computerized fleshlight.
Yeah.
But the inside has belts.
I thought you said bells.
No, belts. With a T,
God.
that move, and it also has heaters.
Oh, Jesus.
And I think a vibrator, but it's all fucking computerized, man, and you pay a subscription.
Yeah.
You slip this thing on your cock.
Yeah.
And the belts move in time with a video that you're watching.
Wow.
And supposedly it adjusts the pressure, it adjusts the speed. So if you've got a chick giving you a blowjob on camera, you can adjust it so that it supposedly feels like the blowjob.
Hey,
it moves in time with the chick on the camera. It gets tighter with certain things. It gets warmer with certain things.
Oh, my God. Dude.
So they have something like that already.
I just thought of something that's a great add-on to that. You know how you do that? You crowdsource that out through social media. So you get an I'm Getting Blown app. Right? And whenever you're using your device, you got it on your dick, you just click on the share on my Facebook wall that I'm currently getting blown.
Yeah. And then that Spotify bullshit that pops up. I'm listening to the Beatles on Spotify.
But
it's like, I'm getting my dick sucked by Halle Berry.
Other people like, oh, so-and-so's getting blown. Then they click on that, and they can click the type of blowjob you're getting. Your friends on Facebook
the
can
type
say,
of blood.
You can say, oh, a little toothy. Or like, you know, maybe I don't know what the time, like a bad one. A shitty blowjob. We need to make this a global priority. We need to figure out when the Japanese are going to release that perfect sex doll. And before that happens, we need to cure cancer, AIDS, make sure Al-Qaeda
nothing else will ever get done.
Wipe off the fucking planet. Because after that, fix global warming first. Because fuck it, nothing's going to get done as soon as you can have like...
The women are going to take over.
The women robots?
No, the women...
Oh yeah, we'll
in
be
general,
because
we'll be busy fucking the robots.
Hey,
we
guess what? Have
shit.
A ball. Take over.
Go
take
nuts.
Over. I just want like a. You know what I want? I just want like a feeding tube inserted into me, and then you know, I'm just gonna lay there.
You don't even.
I don't care.
You don't want to take time to eat.
Nope. I'm fucking different.
I'm not eating shit unless it's whipped cream off the tit of a stripper.
I gotta go down to the Skank Rental Center and trade in the like. I don't know.
Now, you mentioned shit earlier.
Yes.
When we were talking about Japan.
Uh-oh.
I've got a story from this is the westcountry.co.uk.
What?
It's something west part of the UK.
Okay.
The title is Pervert Caught Pleasuring Himself in Slurry for a Third Time. Slurry is shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, it sounds like a town in England.
A man, that's Surrey.
Oh, Surrey.
A man found naked in a field
amongst
cow dung and mud had been sexually pleasuring himself, a court had heard. It was the same farm that this guy had been to several times over a period of 7 years. So they keep catching this guy covering himself in mud and shit. And then he gets naked, he rolls around in shit, and then he jerks off.
Do you think they're like, hey, it's about time for Albert to show up again?
Right. David.
Oh, David. David, fuck me, man. That's some crazy shit.
David Truscott, aged 41.
Truscott.
Of Pengigon Park, Camborne.
Oh, the Truscott clan must be proud. Another cow pie jerker.
He pled guilty to breaching a restraining order and causing harassment to Clive Roth of the family living on the farm. There's a history of his visiting this particular farm, seeking sexual gratification while immersed in cow dung and mud.
They should put a plaque up.
They say. This is the only place he seeks to gratify himself.
Oh, my God.
In this particular manner, and this goes back 7 years.
First off, that guy is gratifying himself at other fucked up places, not just this guy's cow pie. That guy shouldn't feel so fucking special. How dare he?
This I don't understand. When they arrived, they found him covered in a large amount of shit and mud in a quagmire surrounded by tissues. So he's covered in mud, but I guess he doesn't want to get cum on it.
You know what? If this was my farm, how many times a year does this guy do this?
I don't know.
I would be like, hey man, just tell me what day, and I won't fuck with you.
Is when they caught him.
Wednesday at 3 o'clock. On Tuesday, every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. If I know you're rolling around in shit and like that section of that particular vector of my farm, I won't be there.
I might be tilling in a different quadrant.
Yeah. Oh God.
He's also been caught in possession of extreme pornographic images in relation to animals.
What would be non-extreme?
I mean, in relation to animals, yeah. Softcore animal porn.
Softcore donkey porn. It's Skinamax, but for roosters.
So that's what's going on in England.
Chicken Skinamax. Max. Oh my God, that's fucked up.
Also in England, this happened on Halloween.
Uh-oh.
There was a guy who was arrested because he accidentally gave out some baggies of cocaine.
And they accidentally gave him like $50 per baggie?
Kids. No, he gave it to kids.
Oh.
And listen to this guy's luck. The kids were kids of a cop. Of a sheriff or something.
The sheriff of Nottingham.
So this is in, this is in England somewhere. Donald Jr. Green, an apprentice panel beater. I don't know what that means. What is a panel beater?
Lord Panel Beater.
What's a panel beater panel in England? Beater?
I don't fucking know. It's like a drywaller, like panel.
Oh, maybe.
Or maybe the paneling on a truck, maybe they bang out dents or panel beater.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
Or it could be something really worse.
So it says he fished into his pockets
for
a Haribo Sweets. That's some brand.
God, it sounds like Charles this is British, Dickens so. Writing the fucking
to give to the youngsters the when best. They knocked on his door. But instead, he pulled out a plastic pack containing 8 bags of cocaine.
Is this Oscar Wilde's column?
That he had bought for £200 earlier that day. He dropped the drugs into the goodie bags carried by the 3 children, aged 8, 6, and 5, who knocked on his home to play trick-or-treat. They were escorted by their father, an off-duty policeman. The 23-year-old defendant then went back inside the house, put his hands in his pockets to get out his drugs, and instead pulled out the sweets.
Oh, I feel bad.
So he was like, oh, fuck. He immediately realized what had happened, went out on foot, then by car, scouring the streets, trying to find the youngsters.
Do you think it was because he wanted to protect them from the cocaine? Or he just wanted.
Oh, that's exactly. He was worried about the little start, the little sunflowers getting. He wanted his coke back.
It's so funny. Whenever I'm around people that any of the people I know that do cocaine, the big thing you always hear about is like they can never get cocaine when they want cocaine. This poor guy puts his cocaine in some little kid's hands. I mean, geez.
He got arrested when the police answered the door. He said, "I know exactly why you're here. I knew you were coming."
Yeah, he said that. Yeah. Everything's so civilized over
they
there.
Are very civilized.
It's like
Stephen Sullivan, defending, said Green had initially acted out of public spirit by giving out sweets, but it had gone badly wrong.
Badly wrong.
This was an accidental act. It was grossly foolhardy, he said. It took him only a matter of moments to realize his error. This is clearly a highly unusual and unfortunate case. Not surprisingly, it has attracted a good deal of adverse publicity. They really are very civilized over there. He's been very embarrassed by the publicity.
Oh, that's hilarious.
but does not seek to feel sorry for himself. Well, how fucking noble.
That really does seem like kind of an updated Charles Dickens storyline for like David Copperfield or something.
David Copperfield
went trick-or-treating and found a bump of coke amongst his...
Let's see, what else have I got?
I don't know.
I've got a swimmer whose belly button ring got caught on a drain.
Oh, what?
A chick who was swimming in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Her belly button ring got caught in a drain cover in the shallow end. No pun intended. Of the gene pool. There's nothing wrong with piercings.
Well, not until you read a story like this. And
this is just belly button. It's not like
I tell you though. Any weird whenever I swim in a pool, I always think about the story I heard about this guy that drowned because he got his finger caught in the drain trying to get a coin in the drain. So whenever I'm swimming in a pool and I go down deep, I'm like fingers away from those fucking drains.
Oh, God,
I think about that. I honestly do. And if I had a belly button piercing, which what guy has one? Who's not Prince?
Right. Who's not over in West Hollywood?
Right. I mean, you know, I would think about that. Be like, fuck me, man. I don't want to get this my belly button drain in the drain pool. That happened?
What about some chick who had her clit pierced?
That'll teach ya.
That'll learn ya.
Oh my God. That seems like
Have you ever seen a live clit piercing?
No. Man. I never have.
Tongue piercing.
I've seen that. That's weird. I mean,
do you ever have sex with a chick with a tongue piercing?
Nope. I haven't.
I have. He infers. I have. Yeah, it was it's interesting.
Is it good or bad? It either felt good or it felt fucked up.
Yeah,
it was fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want that.
Possibly, I don't know if she was wheeling it correctly. Or not.
Listen, these chicks, I don't know. You know, there's nothing better than the feel of your mouth on me. You know,
there's a little bit of nerves involved. There's a little bit of nerves involved too. I mean, yeah, first of all, you're trusting them with the whole teeth thing by placing your penis inside their mouth. But then there's a piece of metal in there and you're like,
"Hey."
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Was it a hoop or a bar?
It's
a stud that it go right through.
It's a stud that goes through the tongue. Yeah, that she had that was like, then it was just like a knob on the top of her tongue. It was.
Hey, you know what that reminds me of? These, when I worked, remember we had the same job. We worked at the same accounting firm for a while. And
yes, in Chicago.
Oh God, I worked in the copy center, and my job was just to call people whenever they got a fax. And
you were fax boy.
I was fax
boy. As you were referred to as
fucker. Whatever. I was fax boy, and and all I would do, I would sit down there, and when someone got a fax, I would call them and let them know. And there were two other people who worked with me. Well, these two idiots, these like young guys, are so fucking dumb. And they were twins. And one weekend
that worked in the Xerox center.
Yeah. Oh, they got okay. Yeah. Somebody got them.
It
jobs.
Was where we worked was outsourced. The accounting firm that we worked for, or I worked for the accounting firm, actually, you worked for Xerox, didn't you?
Outsourced.
That was outsourced into, yeah, the like the Xerox copy services. Was
the Xerox, honestly, the accounting firm was all like really well-paid, like
accountants and lawyers, yeah.
Like executives, and the fucking copy center, it was the island of misfit fucking toys. It really was. Well, when I left there, the guy that took my job, the job that I had.
The guy that took Ryan's job after Ryan left, the guy that then delivered faxes is someone who is
he's mentally handicapped.
I don't think he is. Well, I think he's autistic or something. He does participate in the Special Olympics in some way, I think.
I don't know how else to say this, but a retarded dude took my job. So, oh God.
I don't think he's retarded.
Well, whatever. Well, nobody is. It's not what you say. But listen, these guys that I work with at the fax center, these two idiot dudes, over the weekend, they went one weekend and they got, both of them got their tongue pierced.
Oh. Wow.
And all our job.
Twins?
Our job was to get, I know, it's weird. First of all, what dude gets his fucking tongue pierced?
I don't know.
Who gives a shit? I mean,
yeah, that's kind of
how creepy. Could you imagine if you're their dad? They're like, oh yeah, here's my two twin sons with their tongue piercing. Wow. Do you think they have a Prince Albert? They have a stud to their sack. Oh,
that's I
saw that at the gym one time, dude.
Understand that?
I saw a guy with a fucking loop through the penis hole of his cock.
Oh man!
And he was naked in the gym doing dips off a chair.
Wait, in the gym working out?
But he was in the locker room doing dips. He was totally naked doing dips in the locker room, and he was like, and he would have had it.
Where do you work out?
No, this was at Bally's in Chicago. This is a long
in
that Bally's.
That Bally's in Chicago. Okay.
That Bally's. Yeah. But this guy.
Century.
Yeah. Okay. But he's totally naked, and he had a Prince Albert hoop to the tip of his cock, but he's out in the open for everybody to see, dude, and he's like fucking.
How could anyone do that? I can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
I don't get the piercing thing. I don't, my ear is pierced.
They were all like nudist.
Do you have a piercing?
No, I don't do that. I don't want a staph infection in my fucking ear.
Staph infection.
Did you get an ear piercing?
My ear is pierced.
Really?
Yeah, my left ear is pierced, yeah.
What do you put in there, a hoop?
I don't put anything. I don't wear it anymore.
Oh, please start wearing an earring.
Come
on.
I'll be like a pirate. I'll be walking around.
Oh God!
I would wear an earring. I don't have anything against it. I just stopped, stopped wearing it. It's probably closed up now.
Would you get spacers?
Spacers? Oh, those big hoops? No.
I watched a guy get those one time. A friend of mine got them. I went with him. He got spacers.
Ooh, blood?
Dude, yeah. Is this the
first time?
I'm trying to. It was like the size.
Pencil?
It was the size of a quarter. He got quarter size
for the first time.
Yeah, in his ear. Or maybe, yeah, it was pretty big.
That couldn't be the first one, could it?
I'm wrong. It was like a penny, see?
Like something like that. Oh, my God.
It was horrible. And
I thought they would start out small and have to work up.
Dude, I saw it. I saw the first one about to start, and I was like,
you can't handle
it. Dude, I almost vomited. Anything. It was on the boardwalk in Venice, and I almost, like, puked. It was horrible. And they didn't even work for the guy. He had to get him out and let his fucking skin grow back together. He spent like the next 6 months with these band-aids on both of his fucking ears. And you know what? The thing is with that, you know that's what happened. Like if there's a guy with two band-aids on his ears, that means he's like, I don't even know.
Something went horribly wrong.
With a retarded, stupid, piercing. Not retarded, but a dumb piercing.
What happens if you,
What?
You know, tongue rings get infected.
Well, these two twins that I was working with at the accounting firm, they both of theirs got infected, and they went to a dentist to get it removed.
We have our obligatory public jacker story.
Oh man, we just had one about the guy in the cow pie.
Well, you know, there's a lot of it going on. There actually is. You know, here's how I do research for the show. I go to Google News search and I type in masturbating.
Shut the fuck up.
That's all. I sort by date and then the most recent stories. But the thing is, I look for funny ones.
Somebody's gonna scoop us now that you told
me. I look for something that's funny, but there's a million stories every single time about people being caught masturbating outside. There's guys everywhere jerking off, and it's usually like a guy at Toys R Us whipping it out in the Barbie aisle, you know, and things like that, where it's more creepy than funny.
Yeah.
So I try to find the there's not a lot funny of ones.
Not a lot of hilarious stories about a hot chick.
Supermodel whips out her clam in the middle in the middle of Target. That doesn't happen. So this guy is in Seattle, the jerker of this episode. The police say they arrested a repeat public masturbator.
It's a home of Starbucks.
On Wednesday, after he was found doing it outside of a pub. The police statement says the man was caught in the throes of self-flagellation.
That's what that means?
And they found him at 3:35 p.m. on a Wednesday afternoon.
P.M.?
So broad daylight. 35-year-old suspect was sitting on a staircase with his pants down around his ankles in the throes of self-flagellation. When the police walked up to him and told him to stop, he told them to leave him alone, that he's almost finished.
I'd be like,
he told him to let him finish.
I'd be like, fair enough. Then you let him come and then you tase him.
After he had finished, police arrested him.
Ah,
Oh, so they close. Did. I can't believe they let him finish.
I can't, honestly, because it's going to be so much easier to deal with that dude right after he came or whatever. I know, you know, personally, I don't care about much of anything afterwards. So, yeah, he can tase me, I guess.
It says, in September, a public masturbator got off on probation after three separate Subway incidents.
Subway?
In which he attempted to masturbate on women.
Oh, God.
And then in April, a well-known Christian pastor was convicted of obscenity after he masturbated at a public park near a children's playground.
Oh, my God.
So there's a lot of jerking going on.
Yeah, don't do that. You're going to get caught. You got to be really good at it to get away with this successfully.
I got to say, I've never felt the urge to jerk off in public.
No, not at all. Good Lord, no.
Even sex in public. Did you ever have sex in public?
No, fuck no. I don't like any of that.
I did it at a park one time.
Oh, what if some kid would have been there? Public. Did you throw your condom in the sandbox when you were
done? I did. No, it was in Milwaukee. Actually,
yeah,
at a park.
Was it?
It was a kind of a beach park. It was late afternoon. Yeah. There weren't any. Obviously, there weren't a lot of people around. I'm not gonna
just the
fuck
dude.
A girl on a bench. Yeah. Yeah. It was one of those where
the trucker.
She was kind of way more into it than I was. I was.
Girls,
I mean,
get that way.
I was
sometimes
into
they
it,
like the whole show of it and everything. It's like, God, I just want to.
It's
have
not
sex.
Like I wasn't able to perform, yeah. But. I was looking around like.
I'm glad you can get a hard on a teeter totter.
Yeah. Hanging from the jungle gym.
Great.
That's it.
Wow.
I think that's all the stories I've got for this week.
I don't have any other stories. We can edit this out if it's no good. I just want to read a joke that you wrote. We talked about the roast earlier. I'm going all the way back. I just thought of a joke that Pat wrote that I said that was really good. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a great one. This is a joke. This is a joke about the guy that was being roasted. And just to review,
like
this guy
James
has
Benson.
Cerebral palsy, has one hand that's completely – he can't use it at all. It's totally fucked. That's what you have to know for this joke to make sense. Not to say Benson's parents didn't love him. Benson's the guy with one arm. But they used to toss him in the pool and laugh their asses off while he swam in a circle. I fucking blew it, motherfucker. That's the
you
best.
Get the idea though.
I love the idea. I almost would believe that happened too.
That they threw him in the pool up in Modesto.
They did something. They did something to him.
Huh?
They did something to him.
Yeah.
Because that guy ain't right.
I think if they tossed him in the pool, they probably would have. Attach something heavy.
As Hank Hill would say, that boy ain't right.
That boy ain't right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening again to the Crab Diving Podcast, to us spewing our crap out here on the airwaves. Go check out crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com, go to the Amazon banner, click on that, and then go buy your shit.
Yeah.
Buy fleshlights on besthotgirlspicks.com.
Buy two.
Buy two. Check out the titties there. Yep. We also have our YouTube channel, which we've been neglecting. We need to get some more videos out there.
We've got a lot on there. You probably haven't watched them all.
That's right.
Crab diving on YouTube. Crab diving, one word.
Crab diving, one word.
And then check out the Gerbil News.
Check out the Gerbil News. There'll probably be a new Gerbil News soon.
Oh, sweet.
Anyway, thank you. Peace out.
Thank you so much for listening. Go fuck yourself.